It's not easy watching your children leave, says Mayra Cedeña Guzmán. She's a mother of two, whose children are among the millions of Cubans now living in the United States.
I'm desperate to go to them. The situation here is getting worse every day. I'm alone in the country and there are no medicine. There are long lines to get food. I need to be with my children. This is not what I expected. I gave my life for this country, but not anymore.
Mayra's father fought in Fidel Castro's revolution. Now she's waiting for her children to apply for a U.S. government reunification program that allows residents to bring their family members from Cuba to America. Maria del Carmen Cotto's son has also left. She too is alone and waiting for the same visa.
There is so much stress. I live on my own. The situation is sad. The hospitals are horrible. There is no medicine. We get only 7 eggs a month. I live on my pension, but I can barely survive on it.
Her pension is around $8 a month. Mayra and Maria del Carmen are proof of a new reality in Cuba, where young people go abroad in search of a better future, leaving their relatives behind. Analysts say that by 2030, the average Cuban will be 60 years old.
Cubans are leaving the country in record numbers. U.S. government figure shows that over 250,000 Cubans enter the U.S. illegally in a period of 13 months. This is almost 3% of Cuba's population. Here in Havana, people are also coming to foreign embassies to try to find a legal pathway to other countries.
The economic situation is the driving force. Rising inflation, a shortage of food and medicine, prolonged power outages, and a trade embargo turn life into a daily struggle. Many have lost hope that anything will change. The opposition blames the government.
What is happening now is a crisis generated by the government. Salaries have lost 4 or 5 times their purchasing power. Soaring inflation was caused by the government, by a reorganization of the currency. And the government knows it did not work. And of course, they'll never say they got it wrong and will blame U.S. sanctions for the problem.
Cuba has prided itself on its universal care and education system. But the increase in migration has presented a new challenge. An aging population, people who are too old to leave, but unable to survive if they stay. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Havana, Cuba.